Hey everybody, and welcome to the Nerd Dump. This is episode 3.75 because numbering is awesome, and floater episodes generally do not have a whole number, which this one is yet another floater episode following our Thor Ragnarok episode, which if you have not listened to, you should definitely check that out. I am, of course, Cameron. With me as always.
Not always.
Well, okay. Well, except
most
for...
I'm Cody.
Most of the time.
Yeah.
So, and it's just going to be the two of us again tonight. We are going to be talking a little bit about comic book conventions. Main reason being, we have an upcoming show. It's going to be the first show that Nerd Dump has had any presence at.
Yep.
And that is Planet Comic-Con.
Planet Comic-Con.
Woo! And it is in, quick shout out for the show, it is in Kansas City. It's at Bartle Hall. A quick glimpse at the address is 301 West 13th Street in Kansas City, Missouri, 64105.
Right.
So if you are in the greater Kansas City area or anywhere even near there, you should definitely check it out. It is this coming week, which as of this recording, that will be April 28th, 29th, and 30th.
Yep.
So I will be there. I've actually done the show several times now. But as I said, this is going to be the first time the Nerd Dump will have any sort of presence. Really, it's just going to be I will have some stuff at the table.
Yep.
And Cody and Honey will be...
there somewhere.
Yeah, you'll be walking around. So.
Yep. Should be a lot of fun. If you know, like Cameron said, if you're nearby, come. They have a lot of guests, celebrities, a lot of guest comic creators.
Mm-hmm.
This is my fourth or fifth one. Fourth. I don't know. I've been going for a while, and I enjoy it. So.
Yeah, this is going to be my. This will be my fourth time actually exhibiting there. Because I don't. We've talked about it briefly on the show, but I do have a comic book that I created called Geek Theory. It is on. It's a webcomic, and I've got a print copy that I will have of the first long-form story arc, and then I also do art and freelance art and commissions on the side as well. So you should definitely come check out my booth at the show. But there's going to be a lot of other people to see. Ron Perlman's going to be there, Felicia Day, and a whole lot of other celebrities. Mr. Will Wheaton,
The new captain of the new Star Trek show is going to be there. That's Jason...
Jason Isaacs.
Yeah.
I forgot he's going to be on Trek. Yeah.
He's going to be the captain of the ship.
And he has been in... He's in several of the Harry Potter films as well as Lucius Malfoy.
Yep.
So he's already got some nerd cred to him.
Yep.
But yeah, definitely check out the show. And we kind of wanted to talk just a little bit about cons in general.
Mm-hmm.
So Cody said this, you've been to Planet, quite a few times.
Yeah. Three or four something.
Yeah.
Planet was actually my first con too. Way back in ye old day of 2013, I believe, was my first con.
Oh, wow. And that was actually the first year I exhibited too.
Yes, it was.
So, and that was the last year at the convention center before they moved to Bartle Hall.
Yes. Yeah, maybe. Yep. I don't know.
It's just, it's Kansas history. Right. Unless you're a native, you probably don't care. But what was your, was that your very first con that you went
to? That was my very first con. The only one, the first one I'd ever gone to. I've only ever gone to Planet Con, Macon, and then a few other ones, a few smaller ones like mm-hmm. the Top Con and that Empower Con. I think those are the only ones I've ever gone to other than Planet.
Okay. And both of those were right here in our home city of Topeka.
Yep. But, yeah. But I've tried to go every year since then, and so it's a lot of fun. I'm a big cosplay fan.
Are indeed.
I have not cosplayed, though, ever at these Comic-Cons. Like, I do Halloween up right. I make my own costumes. I go out, full out, all out, but I've never worn a costume to Planet Comic-Con or any Comic-Con, now that I think about it.
You should try to rectify that.
Well, I have a few days, so it's probably not going to happen this year. But
you've got a head start on next year, already. So very cool. Well, I've been going to Planet for a really long time. This is its 18th year. Mm-hmm. I know for sure I haven't gone to all of them. I don't think I went to ones until maybe 2001 or two. So one of the earlier ones.
Right.
And it was nowhere near what it is now. Right. I mean, they didn't have big celebrities. They would have like big name comic book creators and writers, you know, every now and again.
Yeah.
But I mean, last year Stan Lee was there.
Yep.
And of course, this year they've got, you know, Hellboy himself. And yep.
Ron Perlman.
So
several Doctor Who companions.
Several Doctor Who companions.
Which is great. Yeah.
But yeah, that was probably my first big con was Planet. I know the first convention I went to, I don't even think it had a name, but it was in Kansas City, and it was in the back of a bowling alley.
Yeah, this doesn't sound like a convention.
It wasn't exactly.
Did
it was
drink some roofies.
Can you drink that?
I mean, I assume you do.
Yeah, like, it's well slipping in.
Right.
Anyway, we don't know the logistics really.
Yeah.
But it was a legit convention, just not the kind that you would normally see. It was really just a few vendors.
Right.
I recall a guy that was selling bootleg Star Wars DVDs. This was probably a couple years before they were actually released.
The remastered one. Were they the original Star Wars?
They were the original
unaltered
nice. Star Wars. And this was, like I said, this was before we even got the special editions on DVD.
Good.
They were, I'm pretty sure they were ported over from the original Laserdisc. Nice. So the picture quality was not great. Right. I mean, it's a bootleg.
Yeah.
But I still shelled out $35 to own them.
Worth it.
No.
No?
No. I mean, it was worth it to be able to own it and say I did.
Right.
But they still, and yeah, it was not good, but it was still fun to go to. Mm-hmm. I mean, there were, like I said, I don't think there were any creators. There was just vendors, people selling comics. So I was able to go and, you know, buy some books. And,
right.
So it was a good time. And there have been several smaller ones that I've gone to that were like in a hotel and little things like that. I have been to San Diego Comic-Con.
Lucky.
Yeah, it was a crazy experience. It was crazy expensive. I am poor now because of it. Which is why I am now a starving artist.
Right.
Please come to visit me at the convention this weekend if you are listening. But yeah, I've been to San Diego. That was a lot of fun. My favorite of the big cons that I've been to is actually WonderCon.
Okay.
Which I went to a few years later. It was in Anaheim. And it was essentially San Diego, but a more laid back version of it.
Nice.
Still had good celebrities, but it was not as crowded because it didn't have the name San Diego Comic Con associated with
right.
it. So you could actually move around, see stuff. We got into panels. I got to see Joss Whedon from really far away.
In real life.
I was in the same room Joss Whedon. So that was really cool. He was actually endorsing or promoting Much Ado About Nothing.
Okay.
So this was just post-Avengers and then pre-Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. or right around then.
Okay.
So that was probably my favorite of the big shows because San Diego, I couldn't even get to a panel. We were in line for 90 minutes and we got to the cutoff part of the line. So we couldn't even make it. Yeah, so we couldn't even make it into one.
Yeah.
So I'm sure it's imploded since then, but if you want to consider a big con, I totally, wholeheartedly endorse WonderCon. It's just as fun as San Diego, but far more attainable, in my opinion.
Right, right. Well, that sounds like fun.
So, what was your favorite con? Is it probably Planet?
My favorite would be Planet. Specifically is the year that the Generation crew was there. I don't think Patrick Stewart was there, but I think he was the only one who wasn't there.
Yeah, Patrick Stewart was not there, but the rest of the cast of Star Trek The Next Generation. And Q showed up, too. He was the special unannounced guest.
Yep, that was my favorite year. so much fun stuff happened. I Planet Comic Con, you pretty much always get in on the panels. Mm-hmm. I went to a panel that Ben Spiner and LeVar Burton were doing, which was a lot of fun.
So jealous.
And Riker came running in halfway through, and they started like yelling at each other, which was fun.
But, nice.
I had a lot of fun. I got to see them up fairly up close. Actually, my wife almost ran into LeVar Burton, so that was fun. They were coming back from the bathroom, I think. So we were like you and me here. I'm like, oh, these are they're all a lot shorter than I pictured. Like,
a little bit.
Yeah, they're like a good, I don't know, 6 inches shorter than me, and I'm not very tall. But
that's hilarious. I am.
They're all a lot skinnier than I pictured too.
Yeah, yeah. Don't make them make you feel bad though.
No, it's a good thing. They look healthy.
That's fair.
Yeah, I have had a tendency to run into celebrities coming in of or leaving the bathroom.
The bathroom is the place, is the kingmaker. Everyone goes there.
I think so.
Yeah.
I remember last year, I think it was last year, I saw
Equalizer. The Great Equalizer.
I don't know what that means, yeah. But sure.
Everyone pees there.
Oh, okay, you're still on the
benefits, bathroom.
Yep. Benefits of the bathroom.
Yep.
I almost literally ran into Batman artist Neil Adams. Ooh. Last year. Super nice guy. He said hi as we were passing each other on the way to the bathroom, but I seriously almost ran right into him.
Right.
Because I didn't see him. Another guest who also actually ran into me in the bathroom was Will Wheaton.
Fancy.
Yep. This was not the Next Generation year. I think this was the one before it.
Because Will Wheaton shows up often to Planet Comic Con.
He does.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was probably the first time that he'd been there when I had been there.
Right.
But he was like running, literally running to the bathroom and almost mowed me down.
Nice.
So that was exciting. I almost died.
He almost, he probably had to really go. Or he saw someone he wanted to avoid.
You know what? Either way.
Either way.
It could have happened.
You touched Will Wheaton, and that's all that matters.
Yep. Yep. Well, he touched me. Will Wheaton touched me in the bathroom.
Ooh, that's a new scandal, TMZ or whatever.
Yep.
Will Wheaton touching guys in the bathroom. Planet Comic Con.
Yep. Let's hope he doesn't listen to this. No. I'm sure he's not.
Will Wheaton, if you did listen to this, please leave a comment about why you were touching Cameron.
Also, and you can rate us on iTunes, and you should definitely do that.
Yep. Oh, that's awesome though. Yep. No. What was your? Have you had any good panel experience? Like, what's your favorite panel experience?
My favorite panel experience would be, actually, it would probably be the Joss Whedon one, because he was,
assume so.
Yeah, it was him and I believe Clark Gregg, who was also in Much Ado, and he is of course plays Agent Coulson in the Avengers and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. He was there, and several other smaller cast members that were in the show, but. It was just really cool to be in, you know, the same space as them.
Right.
I can't say that I've been to many other panels other than that. I did see Billy Dee Williams once.
Ooh.
And I will say that he was super cool. He quoted himself from the Colt 45 beer commercials he used to do.
Nice.
Which is, the line is like, works every time.
Or awesome.
Something along those lines. I wish I could remember the exact quote. It's like that.
That's awesome.
So yeah, that was really cool. Just kind of seeing him. And, but yeah, that was probably
hearing him talk.
Yeah.
In real life.
Yep. Being in a room with Lando Calrissian.
Yep.
So that was a lot of fun. But like I said, I haven't really done a lot of panels, and of course, in recent years,
you've been working them.
I've been working them. I've been behind the table, which is incredibly rewarding and stressful all at the same time.
Yep. Well, that's cool. I think my favorite panels probably either got to be that one that I talked about earlier, the Star Trek panel, or there was a panel about creating webcomics, which was really interesting. that they actually gave out pretty good information on what you should do to create a webcomic and actually have it be somewhat successful. And I wrote a lot of notes down. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to create a webcomic when I get home. And then I forgot and didn't do it. And it's been 3 years. And I don't know where any of those notes are and don't remember what they said. But I remember it being like, this is actually helpful. This is actually useful information that I'm getting from people who've actually made webcomics and gone off and become successful from it. Like, this is all they did. The people who were there was like three people.
Yeah.
And that's what they do for a living is make webcomics. I'm like, ooh,
nice.
That'd be fun.
That if you find those notes, let me know.
Okay.
Because I've been working on mine for 5 years, and I would love to make that more successful.
Make some more money.
Yep. Or any money.
But yeah, no, I don't. I remember thinking this is gonna be real helpful information, and I don't remember any of it. I don't know what I did with it. That's the kind of stuff I like is teaching.
I have done. Yeah, I've done quite a few of those. Well, not I haven't been
right.
I haven't done them, but I have attended them, and there have been some very, very cool ones.
Yeah.
I just have to admit that I did kind of get swept up in the whole celebrity thing.
With
the panel that I went to.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you're a budding creator, whether you're an artist or writer, colorist, whatever, definitely check out some of those panels because you're always going to hear some helpful tips, some helpful information. It may not even apply to you directly, but
right.
Because a lot of those guys do speak from their own experience, and there's no real tried and true way to get in and, you know, maintain it. But there's always going to be helpful information out there.
Yeah.
So, what about your least favorite thing about cons?
The least favorite thing about cons has to be trying to get a hold of food. The lines are long. Yeah. The food inside the con is ridiculously expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Which is I don't even get food in the con anymore. We leave. We walk to the nearby restaurants and we eat there, and that's better.
Mm-hmm.
The lines aren't as long, but still, that's my least favorite. Just trying to get food. What about you?
Probably the food thing is definitely big for me as well. Mainly because now that I'm mostly sitting there, I kind of have to rely on other people to bring me food, or I have to pack stuff and remember to eat it.
Yeah,
which I'm really bad about. Because if I'm fortunate enough to have a busy day and I'm doing commissions, then I will probably forget to eat.
Right.
And because I'll die. Which it's weird. I don't usually even get hungry. Like, I'm so involved in what I'm doing that I don't even really notice it. It's the longest I can go without having to go to the bathroom is at a con.
Nice.
So, because again, my brain is not into it. I can't.
Yeah. You're not thinking about it. You just shut that lower half of your body off. Like, stomach and down is off for that day.
Yep.
It's just arms and mouth and face. That's all you get.
Yes. So don't look under the table. You will see nothing there. I'm basically Mojo from the X-Men.
It's like that one robot from that Chris Pratt and Jennifer Lawrence movie. Have you seen that?
I've seen the trailer.
I don't remember what the movie's even called.
Passengers?
Yeah.
That one?
And they have a robot that serves at their bar.
Okay. And he's just a robot from the waist down?
Yeah, he's a regular-looking person up, but down here is like a stick that attaches to the floor, and that's it.
Did they finish the CGI in that movie? Was there supposed to be more?
No, I think that was it.
Okay.
It was supposed to look like that.
That's fine. Yeah. I haven't seen it.
I think it's on HBO. No, I think we got it from Redbox. I don't think it's anywhere.
Okay. Yeah. I'll add that to the list of things that I have yet to watch, or not.
It's okay. It's not something that I'd say, oh, you have to see this.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Okay. Fair enough. Yeah, I would definitely agree about the food thing.
Mm-hmm.
I know most people would argue standing in line for everything, but if it's something you really are passionate about wanting to go to, the lines typically aren't too bad.
Yeah.
I say this as I'm
a booth guy.
Yeah, I'm the douchebag who's walking up the stairs with his stuff, holding the VIP badge or whatever.
Right.
You know, acting super cool. I'm really not super cool at all.
Have you ever thought about getting booth babes?
I have one.
Oh yeah.
Yep. She is married to me, and she typically is at the table unless she has something better or more fun to do,
or is fictional. I haven't seen her in a very long time.
I know she has not been around, but she will be at the show as well, and you will probably cross paths or not, because you
we've been very unlucky, me and your wife running into each other. We haven't, like, it's always she's doing something when I she's doing something.
That stupid pinata.
Yeah, Roberto.
Yep.
Yeah, she's always mysteriously not there when I come around.
Yep, and every time that she says she's gonna be somewhere, surprisingly, I show up, but she's not there. I do appreciate your running theory that she's dead.
Mm-hmm. The theory is that Cameron chopped her up into tiny pieces and hid her somewhere.
And see, I don't even buy that because A, it's me,
right,
and two, that's a lot of effort to put into something.
That's true. She's probably just in your house, like, psycho.
Oh, propped up in a chair.
Yeah.
And then I invite people over and I wear a wig and pretend to be her and kill them in the shower.
That seems like something you do.
That, I mean, I would probably put enough effort into that.
Well, I think it broke its leg.
We're still talking about the pinata,
yep,
by the way, that you can't see. It's creepy looking.
It's definitely a real physical object.
Yep. Definitely exists. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah. So anyway, my wife is not dead. I'll go on record as saying right now, I have not murdered her, nor anyone else, to my knowledge.
Is this the deposition right here? We're recording your official statement for the record.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So, back to cons. This is actually a question posed by your wife.
Okay.
What celebrity are you most likely to gawk and stare at awkwardly?
Gawk and stare at awkwardly.
Which really, gawk and stare
at. Like, just thing. In general, or one that I know is going to be at this upcoming con?
Let us go ahead and say both.
All right. In general, I don't know. I'll have to come back to that. The one that's coming up, this upcoming con, would probably be Rose Tyler.
Billy Piper.
Yeah,
who played Rose on Doctor Who.
She's my favorite companion to this day.
Nice.
So I think that she'd be the one I would gawk and stare at from a distance, mm-hmm, because I'm not willing to pay to talk to a celebrity. But
nope, I get that.
What about you?
I would have said the same thing, because a couple years ago I saw Karen Gillan.
Yeah.
Who is my favorite companion. I'm like, David Tennant's my favorite doctor.
Yeah.
But Amy Pond is my favorite of the companions.
She has a really good storyline.
At least for the first two seasons.
Yeah.
That she's on. but yeah, she was my favorite, and I actually did, my wife and I got a picture with her, and we all look super awkward in it.
Yeah.
So I would say, based on experience alone, it would be her. As far as in general,
right?
I don't know. That's
Ryan Reynolds. I think Ryan Reynolds would be one that I'd gawk and stare at, but I don't think I'd want to go up and actually talk to him.
Okay, funny story with that. Going back to my wife, she was actually went on a trip like several years ago with her mom. And they were at an airport waiting for the flight, and he's there. Like, he's within probably a few yards.
Nice.
And there's nobody else. It's just them, maybe a couple other people that don't know what's going on.
Right.
And they're all just kind of watching some football game or something, some sport event that they put on TV. And they're all sort of watching it, and one thing about my wife and her mother, mm-hmm, they're really enthusiastic when it comes to sports. Mm-hmm. Totally the opposite of me.
Right.
But they will yell and scream at the players on the television.
As one does.
As if they can be heard. They will do this anywhere, whether it's the comfort of their homes or in an airport
with Ryan Reynolds.
In proximity to Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
He laughed at them.
Oh, good.
I don't believe there was any dialogue exchange between them, other than he was very amused by their passion.
That's good.
And Monica was able to get a quick picture of him.
Ah.
Not with him, and not of him being aware of it, at least one would assume.
Yep.
He's kind of looking off in the distance. But so she did actually have
That's cool.
A celebrity sighting with Ryan Reynolds.
That is really cool. I don't know. Outside of cons, I don't think I've ever seen a celebrity in real life. Unless you count, like, news people.
Yeah, we...
local newsmen.
We do run into local news people a lot.
Yeah.
I did see... shouldn't talk too much on this. I did see Jared the Subway Guy in New York. This was before he became famous for anything besides Subway.
Right. Was he hanging out with Bill Cosby?
he was getting on a... Actually, he was getting a car because I think he had just gotten off a flight.
Right.
Because we had as well. He was getting a cab or...
Whatever.
His own. Well, I guess he had a car service because...
Probably.
He was famous.
He was famous.
For good things.
He was famous for sandwiches.
Yeah.
For losing weight. Good for him. So that was the only other one that I can think of, apart from, cons. So.
Now, to be fair, you may have run into other celebrities at cons, because a lot of celebrities have a habit of dressing up as a character, going to cons, and just never taking off their mask.
True.
Which I think is something awesome. If I ever became famous, I'd do that all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I'd go to every con.
I've heard Nathan Fillion does that.
Yeah.
Or has done that, at least.
Yeah.
So that would be fun.
Done that. I know Andrew Garfield, I think, did that a few times.
Did he dress like Spider-Man?
I think he dressed like Spider-Man. And a few other actors have done it. That's something I would do, though.
Mm-hmm.
If I was ever famous, I'd go to, like, every con that I physically could. Because obviously, if I'm famous, I'm busy doing something, so I can't make it to everything.
Right.
But
you definitely want to check out those quarter bins.
Yeah.
Get you some good 90s X-Men comics.
Full Deadpool outfit or something. I don't know. Just, yeah.
You've done Deadpool, right? Have you?
No. Honey did Deadpool.
Okay.
Yeah, I did Wolverine that year. That he did Deadpool.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only cosplay I've ever done was I did Eric Draven from The Crow.
Ooh.
It really was for Halloween, but like that was the most I'd ever done for a costume.
Right.
I had a wig and I did the full on makeup. And I looked creepy.
Good. Is it supposed to be creepy?
It's supposed to be creepy, but I made it a different kind of creepy. Because
a Jared from Subway type of creepy.
Well, okay. Well, to be fair, chubby guy with glasses, also being the Crow, kind of weird, but. Yeah. No.
What the hell was that?
I don't know.
Something above us just fell.
Oh. Are we having a Chicken Little experience?
I don't know.
Is the sky falling?
Or demons.
Okay.
Roberto.
That could very well be.
Something Roberto's doing.
Yep.
Anyway.
So, well, that is the show for right now. We do have another episode coming up. We will have a full episode.
Mm-hmm.
Episode 4. Will premiere, believe we're actually going to have it later on this week.
Yep.
And then tune in after the excitement of Planet Comic-Con, we will be doing a Guardians of the Galaxy episode.
Yep.
Which will be all about not just the new movie, but the first one, and we'll be touching on the comics, and believe we're going to have a special guest for that one joining us.
Yeah.
So... that'll be really cool. And that'll be in a... We're still figuring out the time. But
right.
we'll be releasing this one and then our next full episode. Mm-hmm. And then we will be sticking more to a normal schedule here.
We're going to try to pick a day and stick with that for release days. So we'll see how that works out.
Yep.
Yep.
So, but that is all we had. Feel free to respond to us and let us know what your favorite con experiences were.
Mm-hmm.
Or least favorite, or you know what? Tweet us about anything you want, because we would love to hear from you guys. We are on the Twitter at nerddumppodcast.com. I am at Cameron Kiefer.
I am at the Cody Wack.
Subscribe to us, rate us on iTunes, and if you're going to be at Planet Comic Con, I will be at booth 1745-1745. Feel free to come by. Be happy to see you.
There you go.
So
you're there all 3 days, right?
I am there all 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
All right. Honey and I will just be there Saturday, most likely. I don't know about Honey for sure.
Fair.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks for listening.
And assuming the sky is not actually falling, we will just hear from you next week. This has been a Nerd Dump production.